This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
The head of the National Transportation Safety Board said today investigators continued to go through the physical evidence from the Asiana Flight 214 crash in San Francisco over the weekend. They're talking to the pilots today. In Quebec, Canada, meanwhile, this weekend's deadly train derailment and explosion killed at least five people, with 40 more still missing. It was an oil train, dozens of tanker cars full of crude, one that are becoming increasingly common in North America because you got to go where the oil is. Marketplace's Sarah McCammon takes a look at the rapid growth in oil on the rails.
For most of U.S. history, oil refineries were built on the nation's coasts. They were also near the major oil fields. But now the oil boom in the upper Great Plains and Canada is changing all that. Sarah Emerson is president of the research and forecasting firm Energy Security Analysis.
The crude oil is up in North Dakota, and you have to get it to those same refineries, which are still on the coast.
The boom in oil production made possible by hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, has led to a spike in trainloads carrying oil.
We're really into uncharted waters at this point.
Stephen Shork edits the Shork Report, a daily look at energy markets. Instead of train cars filled with coal snaking along the nation's railroads, he says these days it's all about crude.
5 years ago, U.S. railroads pulled less than 10,000 carloads of crude oil.
This year, that's up to more than 250,000 carloads. Pipelines are another option, but there's not enough capacity, and major projects like the Keystone XL have bumped into public resistance. After all, pipelines can burst too. So for now, analyst Sarah Emerson says that means a lot of crude oil moving to the Gulf Coast, the East Coast, and in this case, the eastern coast of Canada, by rail. And she compares the train derailment in Quebec to the Deepwater Horizon spill in the Gulf of Mexico in 2010.
It's so big and so dramatic that it's going to make everyone stop and say, well, wait a second, should we be regulating this more closely?
So Emerson warns, get ready for a big debate over pipelines versus trains. I'm Sarah McCammon for Marketplace.